Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. All right, y'all, you know what this is about. So the Ride University is all about helping returning citizens find a way to create entrepreneurial ventures and entrepreneurial mindset. It's powered by EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University, funded by the Minority Business Development Agency at the United States Department of Commerce. So over the last couple of months, we're focused on a number of items, from getting your mind right to solving a problem to developing a place where people can find you and you can find them, meaning your customers. Manage and operations are where we are now. Last time we talked about manage, you know, who's on your team. And that's going to be important as we talk about operations. So operations, what does operations look like? All right, so consider these. I'm not going to read through all of these, but you definitely want to pay attention to these. So customer acquisition and retention, and that's all about where are you going to get your money from? You know, who are you going to sell your product and service to, or who are you going to sell the problem that we talked about a couple months ago? Accounting and other financial matters, you know, what does that mean? Certifications, regulations, you know, so we're going to think about those as well. So consider this, operations, you know, think about what does your day-to-day operations look like? You know, what hours of operations do you have? You know, what are you going to do every day? So not only will you need to think about what you're doing, but what are people on your team going to be doing too? Whether you are a solo entrepreneur now, I would begin to plan for having employees on board. So creating some type of employee handbook. The next one is, what does your workplace look like? Are you online? Do you have a brick and mortar, or do you have a hybrid? And what does that look like? You know, what are your hours of operation? Who's going to man that particular location, whether it's online or offline? And then equipment, inventory, and other assets. What equipment, inventory, and other assets? And again, who's managing all that? That's why when we talk, go back to the section on manage, so you can begin to understand how to put together a team to handle these tasks. And then what are some of the special requirements that you may have? You know, for labor, for employees, licensing, and any regulations. So any special licensing that you need in your business, you have to go out and figure out how to get that. I know here in the state of Maryland, we have the Maryland Department of Labor Licensing and Regulations. So you go to their website to learn about licensing. And then regulations in your industry. One recommendation I would say is to do a search on associations. So let's say you're in the trucking industry. So put in there trucking associations. And these associations will have what type of licensing and regulations you will need in order to operate your entity. And then production, you know, how long does it take you to perform your product or service? Either it's you or your team. So how long does it take? And then what are the costs to do that? So just picture this, and you know, we kind of did the SMART goals back in the first couple of months. Specific goals, specific goal, how you measure it, what action items or action steps, what resources you need, and then a timetable. So this is kind of like that. So based off of what your products and services are, what you're going to do for your business, you need to list out what tasks, do this exercise. And I believe I mentioned this last time. List all of the tasks it takes from going out, talking to people, making a product, collecting your money. List all those tasks out and then put down who's responsible for for now, it's going to be you. You're going to be the person that's going to be responsible for making sure that all of these tasks are achieved. Over time, you want to figure out, okay, so maybe I could bring in an intern, or now I'm bringing enough money, I can hire another person to assist. And in the beginning, like I said, it's going to be you. It's going to be some family and friends to really help you along the way. You want to put in a check-in date. So let's say you have to put together your license for your business, and the person responsible is going to be you. So I'm going to check in next week, but the deadline is going to be 2 months from now, so that you are making sure that you are on point to complete this task. So this task, again, list all of the tasks that you have, who's responsible for them, and list the deadline, because again, it's going to be you the majority of the time performing the services or making the products. So how do you manage this? There are a number of project management tools, calendar. You know, on these smart devices, we have a calendar. So you can use a calendar to help you keep track of that. You can use a spreadsheet as well. You know, kind of like I have here, list all the tasks, who's responsible, check in, and so forth and so forth, so that you are making sure that you have the right tool to move your business forward. All right. So that's it for now. Management and operations. Don't forget to check out the Breakthrough Podcast. We are on the last Monday of each month. We run about two of the podcasts, 30 minutes each. So if you are interested in being a guest, I should say, you know, you can send an email to me at omar@edacmorgan.com. And more information about the RIDE program is on this particular website as well. You know, click on EDAC Morgan, click on RIDE, and you'll see the many resources from the entrepreneurship training class through the podcast, of course, the RIDE University as well. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RIDE Small Biz. All right, hopefully that was helpful for you. Until next time, continue to improve and progress. Peace. This is Books Not Production.